May I be the first to wish all of our listeners and you, Chef John Ash, a very happy 150th Kentucky Derby Day.
That's amazing that it's gone on for 150 years. We were just talking about the fact that horse racing is disappearing.
It certainly is. There's no tracks left, I don't think, in California. The fairgrounds, of course, is no longer doing horse racing. Of course, it's still big in other parts of the country. Yeah. But certainly the trend is, because of recent injuries and just it's politically incorrect, that horse racing, I'm sure, not in our lifetimes, but I think will probably cease to exist. But for the time being, Kentucky Derby is happening.
Well, the Derby is kind of a special thing, though, because of the costumes and stuff that people wear.
The pageantry.
Yeah, pageantry.
Yeah, there's that. And the horse racing is exciting, but it's 2 minutes. Let's face it. Yeah. You blink and you miss it. You better be in your seat for the race. Yeah. But really, the culinary excitement around it, of course, the bourbon excitement, the hat contests, the splendor that both men and women display at the Derby, it's mind-boggling. Yeah. It's a great party. And it goes on for the whole week before Derby, too. So it's exciting. It's part of my DNA.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's always exciting to talk about it.
What was the most memorable event, Derby event that you attended?
Probably my first one when I was 15. And I spent the whole time in the infield tripping over beer cans and things of that nature. Didn't really see the race, but me and my buddies went. And it was probably like one of those days was 102 degrees in Louisville. And I've been a couple times. It's always fun, but I prefer to go not to the Derby when I was living in Louisville, and that's to Keeneland in Lexington, where it's mellower. There's also the Oaks, which is on Thursday and Friday at Kentucky at Churchill Downs.
Are those races
local
too?
Yeah, but they're more locals.
Ah,
it's where the locals go. And the Derby is like, leave it for the out-of-towners. So that's my editorial content. I was looking around Sonoma County to see, well, where could I get some authentic Derby food today? Not some $250 party that I have to sign up for. And it was really hard. You really can't find any until I contacted Chef Matt D'Ambrosi from Blue Ridge Kitchen in Sebastopol. And Matt said, well, you know, I am doing something on Derby Day, Steve. And I said, well, we got to have you on the show. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, guys. Thanks again, John and Steve.
Always nice to talk with you, Matt. So
we love talking food, you know.
We love talking food. So what are you doing today at Blue Ridge Kitchen to honor Kentucky Derby?
Well, first of all, we're playing it on the TV, you know, so there's the first honor. And then we're just going some of the classics. You know, we're doing the mint julep, which is the official cocktail of the Kentucky Derby. A little fun fact before I get into it. 1938 is when I think it was created.
Yes.
And fun fact, too, they serve 120,000 mint juleps at the Kentucky Derby. Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
So isn't
that's a lot of good times, maybe a few, right?
Isn't there a special Kentucky Derby mint julep mug or something like
there
that?
There is, a ceremony, yes.
I'd imagine some of people do. They do the silver cup, which I like. That's how we're serving them today, out the silver cup.
Ooh.
You know, crushed ice, simple syrup, fresh mint from the garden that I'm growing back here, and then, of course, Kentucky bourbon muddled up and served up.
It's three ingredients. It's really three classic ingredients, although I'm sure as chefs you know that there's all chefs just and bartenders and cocktail people, they can't rest until they try to create something new. So there's
exactly. Keep it simple.
No, but there's all kinds of new riffs. I have friends in Louisville that are always telling me about, hey, have you tried the latest, Steve? It's called a mullup. Have you heard of this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's a riff on a Moscow Mule. It's called a mullup, and it's with ginger beer, mullup, kind of a portmanteau of julep and mule. So that's one that's really hot now in Louisville. I mean, it sounds pretty good. I would try that.
I like the classics myself. And, you know, what I sometimes do with these juleps is I make a nice mint simple syrup too, just to give it a little more essence.
Yeah, well, if you do it in advance like you did, because you need really time overnight, basically, for that syrup to blend. You do add some mint leaves and you add some water and boil it with sugar, strain it out, and then you've got your simple syrup, which is really easy.
And I grow here in the garden all variations of mint, and today we're doing, you know, we've got a little spearmint, fresh mint, and chocolate mint, so maybe it'll give it a little bit of mint. Something new we're trying today, you know?
Oh, my gosh. Another julep riff that a friend of mine told me about that's really hot in Louisville is called the Spire, S-P-I-R-E. And it's a bourbon, lemonade, and cranberry juice that people really like. John Ash made a face. And then here's the one that I can't not get behind. I'm not going to get behind this. It's called a French julep. Have you heard of this one, John?
I haven't.
It's cognac with lemon juice and honey syrup and mint and some fig preserves.
I like that. That sounds amazing.
Really? What do you think, John?
It's to your point earlier. Just keep it simple.
Yeah. No, I get it. But as a chef, you know, you got to be intrigued by that combination.
Well, you get all these wonderful farmers in town. They're giving you these wonderful fruits. It's nice to be creative from time to time. Yeah. That's what we do.
I mean, I'm going to stick to my mint julep. To me, that sounds a little too elitist and snobby. You know,
guess what? I'd still try one, though, gentlemen.
And I've got to tell you something. At the Kentucky Derby party that I have been attending for 48 years here in Sonoma County, last year, someone introduced an incredible new riff. I was suspicious. I wasn't going to try it, and it knocked my socks off. Yes. Someone made a jalapeno infused, simple syrup last year and brought some fabulous mezcals. And we made juleps using that jalapeno infused simple syrup with this mezcal. It was sensational. So how's that sound, Matt?
That sounds great. You know, it sounds very California. You got the jalapenos in there, and everyone seems to like a little burn when they have a cocktail. They like that in the margaritas these days, too. So
what about...
Hey, you know what? It goes down to the art. You know, you got a lot of talented people in the industry, and everyone's trying to create good stuff. So it's fun. You take something that's from the originality of the mint julep, and you twist it a little bit. That's how new cocktails are created.
And so to pair with your mint juleps at Blue Ridge, what are you serving food-wise?
All right. So the hot and brown... So I call it drunken turkey on my menu, the Kentucky hot brown, and let me tell you why. Before I get into that, the hot brown is one of my favorite sandwiches, actually. I remember when I was in culinary school a long time ago, and my chef introduced it to me. And I love an open-faced sandwich, you know, a messy sandwich, something you want to soak up all that booze at 2 a.m., right? Because I believe that's how it was created. And I was just blown away by it. So... over the years, you don't see them on many menus, you know, and it is one of my favorite sandwiches. So
are you serving it?
I am serving it today. We have it on for brunch. And the variation I did that I'm doing currently was created actually at the event 2 years ago. And I just want to give a little shout out to Joe Castro down there at the Bird, the turkey man. He was doing hot and browns, or we were doing hot and browns for that event. And when I created that one for that, a traditional hot and brown is turkey breast on a piece of bread, white bread, sourdough, whatever you want it to be. It's got a little Mornay sauce and bacon and tomato. But what I introduced was a little bourbon bacon gravy also on top. So Joe Castro and I created that about 2 years ago. So that's what we're serving today.
Man. So what kind of cheese do you use? Cheddar.
No, we don't use cheddar. I've done a few variations. Traditionally, they put a little parm, but they also do Swiss also. Yeah. So we're doing Swiss, you know, and the Mornay has a little smoked Gouda in it just to give it that little smokiness because, you know, we keep it smoky here at Blue Ridge Kitchen.
Okay, so you've got the basics, the turkey, the sauce, of course, the grated cheese, some bacon, some tomato, and then you have this sauce.
Yeah,
that's the Mornay sauce.
Bourbon bacon. It's a bourbon bacon, actually, with a little jalapeno in there, gravy. And I make a turkey stock. I take all the bones. I reduce it down.
Wow.
And then I make this wonderful gravy. And it pairs really well with the bourbon in there. I've done it with brandy also before, a little more French, but I kind of like the bourbon. You know, let's keep it Kentucky Derby style, you know what I mean?
And then you melt this underneath your salamander or broiler?
Yeah, I like to broil mine. You know, you can throw it in the oven, but if you do that, the bread gets too crispy. I like to just crisp the mornay, crisp the gravy on top, get that little crust, kind of like a croque madame, you know what I mean?
I was so thrilled when John Ash published his book, Culinary Birds, the Ultimate Poultry Cookbook, about, what, 9 years ago, mm-hmm. about 16? And on page 198, John has his recipe for the hot brown. How about that? And you give a little bit of history, John. You write, if you've ever lived in or near Louisville, then you'll know about this famous hot turkey sandwich, which originated at the Brown Hotel in downtown Louisville. The recipe comes from Beverly Swetnam. We've had Beverly on the show before, whose grandfather got the original recipe from Chef Fred Schmidt, who created the sandwich at the Brown Hotel in 1926. Correct. She notes that Chef Schmidt created this as a late-night menu item to serve guests that had been out all day drinking and dancing, something different than ham, bacon, and eggs. And you can find the hot brown on a lot of menus in restaurants all over Kentucky, especially the Derby week. Yeah.
Well, and it's funny. It's a variation of the Welsh rabbit, which they also created at the same hotel in 1923, which had ham.
Remarkable. Isn't that remarkable?
Isn't that crazy? And so what are they? And in 1926, they created the hot brown, Stucky Hot Brown. So I think it's a variation. You know, you got talented guys trying to be creative. And like you said, it was created at 2 a.m. to soak up all that booze and, you know, people out there having a good time in Kentucky. So who doesn't want that kind of sandwich?
And, you know,
Mel's Diner served that in San Francisco, you know?
And John, the recipe, we posted your recipe just now on the KSR website. You also write, I've also made this and put the turkey inside crepes. And three crepes per serving with the sauce on top and crumbled bacon.
Uh-huh.
That's a nice riff.
Yeah.
You know, I can tell you another riff I've done. I've made Kentucky hot brown, like fried balls, where it had all the components of the hot brown. And you ball it up and you fry it and then you serve the sauce on the bottom. So, once again, being a chef, the beautiful variations you can do.
Yeah. So with bread, obviously. The balls include bread as part of the...
Correct. It's like the binder, and then you put the breading on the outside, and you've got that wonderful mornay. Yeah. You've got turkey in there. You could put a little tomato. You can go any direction you want. And then I served it on the gravy on the bottom, that wonderful bourbon bacon jalapeno gravy, and it's more like an appetizer.
So can I ask you, how much do you charge for a hot brown?
I think I'm charging $25 today.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it's a hearty sandwich.
You will not need to eat anything else today if you have a hot brown, sir. That's wonderful. And your bartender's made up a batch of mint juleps to serve today, too?
Oh, we are doing mint juleps all day. We got the game on. And, you know, we're just trying to have a couple good services here.
Man, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So if you don't have time to make your own today and you're not going to a derby party, swing by Blue Ridge Kitchen at the Barlow and feast on your own hot brown. And, you know, if you have a small appetite, let's face it, you could share this, couldn't you? I mean, I know you'd prefer everyone to get their own. You're a chef and restaurateur. But it's a hearty sandwich, right, Matt?
It's very hearty. It's almost a sleeper sandwich. But if you do, make sure you wear those derby hats with the big feathers and come on down and have some fun. We'll have the music loud, TV going, and probably be one of my last services here. So I just want to let you guys know, come on down and come serve. Serve some hot and brown.
So fill us in. Why will it be one of your last services?
Well, I hate to tell it, but you know, we are going to no longer be here next week. So we're just trying to have a good weekend and then do what we do. Serve us some good specials.
Oh, well, this is shocking news. I didn't know this. I'm sorry to hear this.
I didn't know it either, but it just happened.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry, it kind of took me aback.
Don't worry about it. We've had a wonderful time here in the beautiful Barlow, you know.
So when is the last day of service, Matt?
Well, it should be tomorrow will be my last brunch.
Well, our listeners that have loved and supported the restaurant for all these years, please make sure you snag a reservation tomorrow. Are you doing dinner tomorrow?
We're doing brunch today, lunch or dinner tonight. You know, we're just celebrating all the good times here in the beautiful Barlow, and going to maybe do one last brunch service and, you know, throw in the towel. Remember all the good memories, 5 years.
Well, would you keep us in the loop, John and I, because we want to know where you land? You're a talented chef, passionate about what you do, and we know you land on your feet somewhere, and we want to know where, okay?
Well, I would love to. I'll let you know when I figure it out. But in the meantime, we're serving Kentucky mint juleps and beautiful hot browns, style, baby.
So go by and thank Matt and Blue Ridge for all these years of service to our community, and enjoy a mint julep. And just one thing I want to remind folks. More than one mint julep is one too many. I just need to tell you this. Because you're drinking it, and it's sweet and lovely, and going, you know, I'm going to have another. Wait. Wait until you finish that a few minutes.
On our last leg, you can come on down and have 10 of them. We won't judge here.
Matt, thanks for spending.
I got that hot and brown to fill you up if I had one too many. It'll fill you right up.
That's beautiful. Thank you for spending time with us today, Matt. It was an honor talking with you, and enjoy today.
Always a pleasure being on the show, guys. I remember we talked Schipino last time, another favorite of mine. So anytime you want to talk food, we'll do it.
Okay, Matt Dombrowski from Blue Ridge Kitchen that just informed us and everybody, and this is news to everyone, that this weekend is the last weekend at Blue Ridge Kitchen that they are closing after 5 years. But at least he's going to go out in style with mint juleps and a hot brown sandwich. We'll be back right after this. It's the KSRO Good Food Hour.
The Sonoma County Legal Line. Get answers to your legal questions on a wide variety of issues. Real answers from Satare Law, a personal injury law firm powerhouse.
I was involved in a car accident sustaining injuries. I was not at fault. Should I hire a personal injury attorney?
Personal injuries can be emotionally and financially devastating. Daniel Satare is an attorney who specializes in personal injury law with extensive experience in auto, bicycle, and motorcycle accidents, wrongful death, and more.
My partner suffered spinal injuries in a car accident. And we don't have health insurance. Can we get the other insurance company to pay for upcoming treatments and lost wages?
Daniel Satare and his team will guide you through the challenging issues of a personal injury case, always protecting your legal rights. Get answers to your legal questions on a variety of issues. Real answers from law offices like Satare Law. Find out if you need a lawyer and make an informed decision. Go to KSRO.com now and click on the Sonoma County Legal Line.
Starting your own business can be challenging, and Exchange Bank is here to help. Hi, I'm Dorothy Rodella, branch manager at Exchange Bank, where we invest in Sonoma County. That means helping local businesses to get started and keep growing. Exchange Bank can make all the difference when you're getting a new business off the ground and as you meet the challenges along the way. Here's Lawrence from Faircrest Market.
When we took over Faircrest Market, we tried out a large multinational bank, but we quickly realized we needed a more personal touch. Local people who understand our business and can make decisions right here in our community. It didn't take long to realize Exchange Bank was the solution we were looking for, and their focus on giving back to the local community aligns perfectly with our own company values.
If you own or are starting a small business, Exchange Bank is here for you. Visit exchangebank.com for more information. Exchange Bank, investing in Sonoma County since 1890. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 643948. All loans are subject to credit approval.
Listen the first Tuesday of each month at 12:30 for Raise the Roof with Letitia Hankey, right here on KSRO. Raise the Roof celebrates people in our community who are actively contributing to or possess expertise in the field of construction. Hear great info for contractors, community members, and our youth with insights for daily life. Brought to you by ARS Roofing and Gutters. Raise the Roof with Letitia Hankey, the first Tuesday of the month, and podcasts at KSRO.com.
Not everyone who handles your personal information is as careful as you are, which might explain why there's a victim of identity theft every 5 seconds in the United States. Fortunately, there's LifeLock. LifeLock will monitor hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. And if your identity's stolen, a U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save 40% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code at LifeLock.com. LifeLock, for the threats you can't control, terms apply.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash, America's longest-running radio food show since 1987. And we talked hot browns with Matt D'Ambrosi, thanking him for joining us on this sad weekend as Blue Ridge Kitchen, he just announced, is closing. And he just learned this recently, I guess within the last couple days, it sounds like. But going out in style with hot brown sandwiches and mint juleps. Mm. And if you want to do your own little afternoon party, you could whip up some Benedictine. It takes no time at all.
So what is it?
What the heck is Benedictine? Yeah. Benedictine was a spread that was created by Jenny Benedict, a caterer in Louisville, Kentucky, back in 1910. And millions and millions of housewives and house husbands in Louisville and in Kentucky served this not only for Derby, but year-round. My mom made it a lot. Mm. And it's basically a large cucumber, 8 ounces of cream cheese softened, 2 tablespoons of grated onion. Remember, grate the onion on a boxed grater. Discard the onion. Save the onion juice. This is the way I do it. Now, the cucumber, you're peeling that, you're cutting it, you're seeding it. And what you want is not the juice. You do not want the cucumber juice. So you let that cucumber either drain naturally in a colander, or you wring it out with some cheesecloth, or you put it in your ricer. I mean, lots of ways. But you don't want that cucumber juice. It's bitter. But you like the onion juice. It gives some real snap to it. So here we got it. Cucumber, cream cheese, some grated onion, and a couple tablespoons. You don't need a lot of the grated onion
juice. So how would you serve it? Put it on a cracker?
And a tablespoon or two of mayonnaise. Uh-huh. That's really important. And then, I don't care what you say, you got to have a drop of green food color. I'm sorry. Oh, I won't do that. Then it's not Benedictine without a drop of that. Spread it on crackers. Put it on little toast rounds. I've even used Benedictine and served it in a hollowed out cucumber or cucumber rounds, other ways to do it. It's a very versatile dip. It'll keep in your refrigerator forever. Put it all together. Some people add a little, I'm not going to get off topic here. Some people like to dress it up a little jalapeno, but let's keep it classic and refrigerate it after you put it in a food processor. Right, to texture, to the right texture. Chill it, and that's it. It's Benedictine spread. And, of course, some people crumble a little bacon on top of
that. But that sounds great.
Yeah, that's a good way of doing it. And then there's pimento cheese. That's the other one. One is green, one is orange. They go together so beautifully. They really are the two sides of the same coin. And that's the cheddar cheese. Sharp cheddar cheese is what I prefer. A little bit of mayonnaise, some lemon juice. And then, of course, pimento, which are red peppers, basically. You can dice those, make those really small. Again, in the food processor, I like maybe a shot of Worcestershire. I think that really goes well with it. And also, I do like a tablespoon or so of pickle juice, which is what I put in mine. And then also into the food processor, boom, 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 boom. Same thing as the Benedictine spread. And there's pimento spread. And they're beautiful on little sandwiches.
Yeah.
My mom used to do checkerboards. Checkerboard sandwiches of the green and in orange. So here you've got Benedictine spread and you've got pimento spread. Two classic Kentucky Derby spreads. You can go online. There's probably 100 recipes for both of these. They're easy to do and it'll be a big hit at your party.
You know, the chef in me sort of says, this is something totally unusual for especially Northern California. You could make a fortune with
You just don't see this on any menu anywhere. Well, enjoy Benedictine and pimento, and if you're feeling ambitious, make a hot brown sandwich or go to Blue Ridge Kitchen. Enjoy theirs today. We'll take a break. We'll come back and re-meet a wonderful local chef who just reopened his restaurant after a 2-month search. We're really happy to reintroduce them to our KSRO Good Food Hour listeners right after this.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, and now at 96.9 in Petaluma.
It's personal, and it's your choice. You've contemplated cosmetic surgery for a long time. Maybe it's cosmetic breast surgery, a reduction, lift, or augmentation. Or maybe you wanted smart lipo body contouring for a long time. Dr. Tom and his caring staff understand your concerns are personal and confidential.
It is personal. We take our time and walk you through the whole process. Our philosophy, you, the patient, are part of the surgical team. That's why we include you in the decision-making process.
How do I get started?
It's easy. Just call our office. Our wonderful surgical liaison will listen to your concerns and arrange for a virtual or in-office consultation.
Dr. Tom, you use local anesthesia for cosmetic surgery?
Yes. Local anesthesia is safe and well-tolerated by our patients. You can actually have breakfast the day of your surgery, and you will appreciate the quicker recovery with less discomfort.
Voted best cosmetic surgeon of Sonoma County 8 years in a row. Call Dr. Tom for a complimentary consultation online at drtomcosmetic.com.
Thinking about selling your home? It's a big decision, but you don't have to navigate it alone. Contact Allison and Stephanie Norman, the Norman Home Team.
What's holding you back? A low mortgage rate? While rates may stay steady, your home's value has likely increased, meaning more equity to put toward your next move.
Not sure your house is ready to sell? Connect with us first, as local experts will help you focus on the right updates, increasing your ROI, saving you time, money, and effort.
Worried about finding your next home? There are multiple ways to make it happen. We'll find a solution that works for you.
When you have questions, we have answers. Let's chat. No obligation, just expert advice.
Selling Sonoma, Napa, Lake, Mendocino, and Northern Marin counties. Now more than ever, who you work with matters. Contact the Norman Home Team. Visit normanhometeamwinecountry.com to get started. The Norman Home Team at Keller Williams Realty. Because two heads are better than one. DRE license number 01720334 and 02209237.
Looking for the best place for your furry friend? Welcome to Paradise Pet Resort.
Paradise Pet Resort offers all-day play in their amazing indoor and outdoor yards with daycare drop-ins for just $42 a day, or grab a 10-day pass for only $380.
Need boarding? Enjoy a $56 a night rate, which includes daycare, plus no extra fees for house food or intact males.
Your pup will love the large doggy swimming pool, and you can keep an eye on them with the webcams.
They now offer a full-service dog grooming salon for your convenience. Come take a tour of their fantastic facility anytime.
Why settle for less? The other guys charge $55 a day for daycare, and you can't even tour their kennels.
Choose Paradise Pet Resort, where your pets play all day. Visit us online or call to schedule your tour today.
Paradise Pet Resort, where tails wag and fun never ends.
I'm KSRO's Jeff Woodworth with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Following a fairly cloudy overnight, we can anticipate partly cloudy skies to give us daytime highs in the high 60s. Later this evening, we can look to fairly clear skies to leave us with overnight lows in the mid 40s. Looking ahead, things begin to warm up tomorrow, with temps expected in the high 70s and reaching the low 80s by Monday. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO.
It's the KSRO Good Food Hour, 38 years and counting. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash. A couple of months ago, we welcomed Chef Ilias Cara to the KSRO Good Food Hour for his Grill Santa Rosa restaurant, combination Turkish-Greek food that is just sensational, doing great business. And a couple of weeks later, Ilias contacted me and said, well, they're not renewing our lease at the Santa Rosa Plaza, and we have to move. All of a sudden, after all this great success. So fast forward a couple of months, Ilias is back with us. You have found a new location and a new name for the restaurant.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you so much.
So it's no longer Grill Santa Rosa. What is the new restaurant called?
Called Calimera.
Spell it.
K-A-L-I-M-E-R-E.
Calimera. What does that mean something?
So, Calimera means is good morning in Greek.
Perfect.
Yes.
And but it also has some other meanings within that word.
Yes. And also there is like I'm Turkish, so the name is called like a Greek, but there is, if you see the letter, there is my last name in there, And also my son name in that as well.
So K-A-R-A, your first name.
Last name.
Your last name. And then your son's name is Ali.
Yes.
So Kalamara, it all is family.
Yes.
Where's the new location?
It is new location. It's called the Brickyard Center.
We know it.
458 B Street, like a corner of BN 7th Street.
Right, just right off Mendocino Avenue.
Yes.
Easy to find. Mm-hmm. And there's lots of parking around there.
Yes. It's like a right across to our building, which is like you can see the Macy parking lot for free. On the other side, 7th Street, there is also a parking lot, which is very, very small amount of money as well. So forth. So
you're just a remarkable guy. You're pretty much self-taught. I know you're from Turkey and started working, I believe, I remember, on a cruise ship. Is that right?
Yes.
The Celebrity, or which one was
Celebrity
it?
Celebrity Cruise Line.
And you started working food service on the cruise ship?
Yes, food service. And then I also been like a cook as well over there.
Yeah.
So because they was looking for some special dish to create it. Mm. So like a gyro or another stuff like a moussaka. So chef find out, so I can do that.
So, so what's the difference between Greek and Turkish food?
So is, let's say, everything's very similar. Just the difference is, but because I've been in Greek as well a lot of times. So what I find out, the Turkish, they use more spices. But Greek go with the lighter, more olive oil style. So, and the name of the dish are similar. So just like the words can be different, but food is like same.
So you have a lot of the kind of Mediterranean, Middle Eastern familiar type dishes on the menu. And what are some of the most popular dishes that you will be serving?
Well, for example, is saganaki. That's like a flaming cheese, which is called a halloumi. Halloumi cheese is come from the Cyprus island. There is like a three different kind of milk in that cheese.
And it doesn't melt.
Doesn't melt.
Yeah.
More you cook, get more well done.
Yeah.
It's like a steak.
Yeah.
And it's flaming.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
what do you flame it in?
Yes. We there is like a Turkish apricot. There is like a mulberry. There is the raisin, and also like an orange peel. So we cook them in the Chardonnay wine, and it's reduced with the honey in there as well. And then finish with the brandy. So
with
flame with the brandy.
That's a good starter. So that's a really popular dish. What other ones are popular?
Flaming prawns.
Flaming prawns.
Yes. That is, goes with the ouzo.
Oh, that's the Greek liqueur.
Yes,
isn't
yes.
It? Wow.
So we use the ouzo to flame the prawns.
Okay, I'd like those for the starters.
Yes.
I'll start with those. And then we move into things like moussaka. You make that?
We do have a moussaka.
Great.
Which is also kind of like a layer eggplant. There's like a layer zucchini.
Yeah, that's great.
Squash, bell pepper, onion, potato.
Perfect.
And also like a ground beef.
Yeah, so yours is wonderful. It's light and creamy.
Yes.
It's really a beautiful dish.
It's one of the unique dishes as well. So.
And I remembered that you, when you came last time, didn't you bring lentil soup?
Yes.
It was one of the best lentil soups I've ever had. Is that still on the menu?
That's still on the menu.
Okay.
I never gonna change that because I did that and there was a customer who came up. They said, if you don't have a lentil soup, we are not coming in this restaurant.
That's great.
Really. Well, I mean, we've all had lentil soup.
Yeah.
But when I tasted his lentil soup, it was like, wow.
So what makes it different?
So there is a lot of lentil soup style
with
other countries as well. So what we are doing is let's say I grew up with that lentil soup because my mom was cooking all the time. So I wanted to add it on the menu, but somehow I did by myself, and I couldn't catch that flavor. Then I called my mom in FaceTime, and then she showed me little by little every secret. So then once I done, And I tasted. I said, "Yes, Mom, this is what I have at home."
That's great.
So this is your mom's recipe?
Yes.
Okay. And appetizer, are you still doing the white anchovies? Are you going to still do that one?
Yes. So far, it's called the bucarones, mm-hmm. which is like bucarones, a Spanish white anchovies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I couldn't find yet because has been a couple months already we are not receiving the exactly what I'm looking for, anchovies. So yeah. It's not like a regular other anchovy. So I'm using the white anchovy, which mm-hmm. is like a more like a fresh style.
And entrees, you did a branzino, the fish, didn't you, before, which was really wonderful.
Yes.
Are you still going to do the branzino, the fish?
Yes. We do have a branzino, which is like a filet.
Yeah.
It's a Mediterranean sea bass.
So that's wonderful entree.
That's a really good dish as well. So it's one of the popular as well.
Salads?
We do have a Greek salad I brought it today.
Oh, good.
We'll last time we ate the goat cheese salad, if you remember, fried goat cheese. But this time I switched with Greek salad, which is you can see all the fresh.
And another thing that Mrs. Garner said was the best hummus she had ever tried. Mm.
Thank you.
I don't know what you do with that hummus, but...
It's so sweet, so...
Really? But John makes a really good hummus. We've talked about hummus a lot. Yeah. Some tips on making hummus. So did you bring hummus?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Good. I want you to try this.
Okay.
I brought it mezze plate, so there's like all multiple dish in that. So.
Yeah.
That sounds absolutely marvelous. And let me think what else. Filo, you must do something with filo.
Yeah, though. That was the spanakopita.
The spanakopita you have there on the menu, too. I don't think there's anything that you lack that I would want to eat at this restaurant.
So, lamb?
Lamb.
We do have a lamb. We do have lamb skewer, which is finished on the grill. That's like a tenderloin. So, and also we do have the lamb shank. Lamb shank we cook in like almost 6 to 8 hours and slow cook. There is we use some secret sauce in there. So it's cheap, that dish, like one of the best as well.
Wow, beautiful. We'll take a quick break. The new restaurant is called Calimera, Kalimera. It's in the Brickyard Center, 458 B Street, right downtown off of Mendocino Avenue. It's 7th. Lots of parking. And you may remember this. It was in the Santa Rosa downtown plaza called Grill Santa Rosa, but they lost their lease. They had to leave a couple months ago, but it's so great that Chef Elias Cara has found a new home and you're still in Santa Rosa. We'll come back. We'll taste a few items and we'll let you know what we think. Steve Garner and Chef John Ash in the KSRO kitchen.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market at Luther Burbank Center. I'd like to talk a bit about our market. Sure, we have great coffee, crepes, salsa, sausage, fruits, veggies, crafts, and much, much more. But to me, it's what you can't buy that makes the market special, and that's the people. You may have heard me speak with Steve on Saturday mornings on Garden Talk about buying potatoes from Tom or mushrooms from Barbara, forgetting to mention their business names. This is due to the relationships developed with those who grow the food we eat, something you can't get at the big supermarket chains. The vendors are a great resource to help create the perfect meal for you and your family. Bring your kids, grab a bite and something to drink, and shop the farmers market voted the best farmers market in Sonoma County 2 years running in the Press Democrats Readers Poll. We've been doing this for 50 years. We must be doing something right. So come and visit us at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1.
Are you ready to rock North Bay? Because the next generation of young shredders are plugging in Strats, grabbing a mic, and cranking amps up to 11 on stages across Sonoma. This is Jason Walsh of North Bay Biz Magazine, and this month, we cast our strobe on local music schools helping kids form bands, learn cool songs, and perform before a live audience. The only rule? No Stairway to Heaven. For those about to rock, we salute you at northbaybiz.com. Freebird!
You need financing designed specifically for agriculture. For more than 100 years, American Ag Credit has proudly served farmers and ranchers like Fred Klein of Klein Family Sellers.
American Ag Credit is very special. They understand farming, they can recognize hard work, they know seasons, and it's just night and day with any other lender.
American Ag Credit, your future grows here. Visit agloan.com for more.
Mark your calendar for the 2025 Eco-Friendly Garden Tour, Saturday, May 10th from 10 to 4. This self-guided tour in Marin and Sonoma counties allows you to tailor your experience, exploring over 20 drought-tolerant, native-adapted gardens at your own pace. Numerous events at each garden on the day of the tour include plant sales, seed giveaways, and opportunities to learn how to create your own eco-friendly garden. Attendance is free, but registration is required. For more info and to register, visit savingwaterpartnership.org.
Want the best lunch buffet in the North Bay? Mountain Mike's has you covered. Weekdays from 11 to 2, enjoy unlimited pizza and salad for one low price. It's the perfect combination of flavors and flexibility. It's the best of both worlds. Combine a slice or two of pizza with a personalized salad creation all your own. Choose from their legendary crispy curly pepperoni, classic cheese, or specialty pizza. Create your ultimate lunch experience just the way you like it. Online at mountainmikes.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Delighted to be spending some quality time this morning with Chef Elias Cara. His new restaurant is Calamera, K-A-L-I-M-E-R-A. It's in the Brickyard Center here in Santa Rosa at 458 B Street. And you just served us a beautiful warm dish. What is this called,
Chef? It's called a warm cabbage dolma.
Cabbage dolma. So dolma usually has rice in it, and does this have rice?
No, that has the rice and as well the lamb meat
and like ground lamb.
Yes,
with a tomato-based sauce.
Yes,
well, that's really wonderful.
It is good.
We're just going to eat, and
no, I know.
And you're just going to talk. Yeah. It's really wonderful.
And there's a cheese on here.
That cheese, which is for feta cheese. For the Greek salad, mm-hmm. So you are testing it right now.
And is this on the menu usually?
Yes.
Is it called?
It's just called the warm cabbage dolma on the appetizer side.
Oh, it's not an entree.
Not an entree.
It's a wonderful appetizer. And what are the ingredients in the salad?
There is like a fresh lettuce. There's the cucumber, tomato, onion, and there's olives. Which is like a marinated olives with the Turkish spices and feta cheese.
Where do you get your feta?
I get from the Greek company, from San Francisco.
Good. So good Greek feta.
Yes.
Good. There's not a domestic feta that's as good as, I don't think, Greek. Do you agree, John?
That mostly I agree.
Yeah. And so these are just a small sampling of your extensive menu. Talk about some of the desserts that you have. What kind of desserts?
So we have baklava. You know, that's like one of the Greek, Turkish.
You have to have baklava.
So we have the pistachio baklava. Mm-hmm. And we do have a walnut baklava. We do have chocolate and pistachio baklava.
All kinds of baklava.
Yes. And also we have, which is called the pistachio roll. That is type of baklava as well, but it is made with a different, which is like instead of the layer, is like a shredded pastry.
Oh, nice. Yeah. A little more complicated and different.
Yes, and it also is more crunchy.
Crunchier.
So, yes.
I love that.
And as well, we do have a künefe.
What is that?
Künefe means is also type of baklava, but served very differently. So, which is like a shredded pastry. There is like a cheese in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Which is unsalted cheese. And finish in the oven. Serve with the simple syrup and the pistachio and the ice cream on the top.
Oh boy!
So the baklava that you use is it also kadayıfı?
Kadayıfı, which is pistachio roll.
Yeah.
And then künefe, which is similar to kadayıfı as well, but made served hot. That's why
it's so good. Yeah, when I've had it in the past.
Now, to go with that, I'm craving a cup of coffee. What kind of coffee do you serve, and how do you make your coffee?
Yes, so we serve only Turkish coffee. And we are making coffee like it's one of the very special machine I brought it from Turkey, which is has the scent in it, scent like a sea scent, but those scent also belong to my country from like a desert side, so it's very different than sea scent.
You're talking about SEA, sea scent?
Yes.
The scent of the sea?
Yes.
So you mean Starbucks wouldn't have this machine?
No.
Okay. So you brought this or imported this Turkish coffee maker from your homeland.
Yes.
And you have Turkish coffee that you also use. And this must be quite a contraption. Some big unit or?
It is not that little. It's pretty like, you know, like a little
okay,
size,
so a couple but, feet.
Yeah.
And is it like an espresso maker, or how does...
No, it's just like an open style, and then you have the special the coffee pot.
Mm-hmm.
So if I make in the stove or with the regular machine, you can press the button, and it's going to make the coffee.
Mm-hmm.
It gives very different taste.
Wow.
Because this machine is cooked the coffee like a circles around all the sands and then goes slowly and give it right temperature to coffee, and once you taste that coffee from other coffee, you will see the difference.
Wow. So you can actually watch this machine making the coffee?
Yes.
Oh, I like that. That's a show, a theater.
Yeah.
Theater right in itself. This is great. And are you going to apply, or do you have a beer and wine license?
So we have beer and wine license. It's going to just waiting for the transfer to the new address. And they told me it can be take months or two. So we're just going to wait for that.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, I will also trying to get the full liquor license as well.
Oh, got it.
So that will be maybe 4 or 5 months. We're going to have it as
well. So besides running the restaurant, are you also going to try to do catering?
Yes.
You are?
Yes. Okay. We do have a catering option in our website as well.
Okay.
And we can do like an event, and we can cater the food, their parties.
What is the website?
Which is www.calimerabarandgrill.com.
CalimeraBarAndGrill.com. And is there a menu up yet on that?
Yes.
There
yes,
is.
Everything.
Oh, good. So we can really see before we go.
I have a beautiful website.
It's really funny because there's so many restaurants that are not open on Mondays and Tuesdays now, and I get it. But you're open every day?
Yes.
Lunch and dinner?
Yes.
Wow. I think this is going to be a success.
Yes. But don't be surprised next Tuesday. Next Tuesday, I will close for one day. I'm tired.
You're going to close on a Tuesday?
Yeah. Just one time.
Oh, just one time.
Just one time.
Just next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
You're funny. This is great. I love this. But the following Tuesday, you'll be open.
Yes.
But you've been working, what, probably 17, 18 hours a day. 7 days a week since you had to move from the downtown plaza.
It was a lot. It wasn't easy.
I'm really impressed with your fortitude and stick-to-itiveness, and that you've risen again from the old place to the new place, which sounds like it's going to be even better in the long term. It's easier to get to. You don't have to walk a long way from the parking lot to the restaurant. A lot of advantages. You can seat more people. You have a private banquet room there.
Yes.
And it's the same great menu.
Yes.
And what about music?
The music, yeah, we do have a play like a Greek music right now. So I have a like you know same style of music you can hear all the time once you come in the restaurant.
Wonderful, and you can have live music. Do you think
we will gonna go have a live music as well once I have the full liquor or beer and wine liquor? Mm-hmm. So got at it. Least goes with the you know.
And what are your hours?
The hours start Monday to Thursday. 11 to 9.
Okay.
Sorry, Sunday to
Thursday. Sunday to Thursday.
And then Friday, Saturday, we close 10.
At 10?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of places you can't get anything.
Well, with and especially to have healthy food.
And they have really delicious. Thank you for pointing that out.
Not have a great greasy burger.
Exactly. Thank you for pointing that out. This is really delicious, wholesome, homemade style food, but with a chef's touch to it. So congratulations. Kalamara, the name of the restaurant, Bar and Grill, K-A-L-I-M-E-R-A. It's at the Brickyard Center, 458 B Street. Go by and support Chef Elias Cara. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.
And congratulations.
Thank you so much.
John Ash, we'll see you next week.
Yep.
As we talk about the big Healdsburg Food and Wine Festival. It's coming up the following week, the May 17th weekend, and we'll have a chef and winemaker come in to join us and
great.
Tell our listeners about that. Keep listening. More great listening following the news at the top of the hour. I'm Steve Garner. Have a beautiful Kentucky Derby. Have a beautiful Cinco de Mayo on Monday. And, of course, next weekend, make sure you don't forget Mom. John was saying, oh, no, that's right. Don't forget her.
This Mother's Day, honor the extraordinary women in your life with an unforgettable experience at the Bayview Restaurant and Lounge at the Inn at the Tides. On Sunday, May 11th from 11 to 3, guests are invited to savor a specially curated brunch menu featuring elegant starters like oysters on the half shell, lobster pot stickers, and delicate latkes with house smoked salmon. Entrees range from the timeless classic Benedict to the luxurious lobster and wild mushroom omelet and a sumptuous filet mignon with a sunny side up egg. The meal can includes with decadent desserts.